And now, from the Ceiling Fan News Network, a special Ceiling Fan announcement.
Hey guys, it's Kevin McCreary. I bet a lot of you guys have been wondering, where in the world is Kevin and Mark and the Ceiling Fan and everything? Well, the truth is, we've not done much of anything recently, and we do apologize for that. And so, that's why I'm on here, and I'm going to explain to everyone why that is and what's going on. Alright, the reason why is because I'm too busy. As most of you guys listening to The Ceiling Fan already know, Mark and I graduated this past year. When that happened, we both realized that we needed to get jobs, so Mark went and got a job, and I ran away to Argentina for fear of the job idea, and because I'm in love with a girl in Argentina. So, after about 6 months in Argentina, I came back to the United States and realized I didn't have any money, and so now I've gotten a job, not doing what I love to do, but doing something, you know, to make money. I'm working 12-hour shifts, and it's very long and strenuous and tiring, and whenever I get home, it's time for bed. So today is my day off, and I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on there and tell everybody what's going on. So where does that leave us with the Ceiling Fan? Till we get a better job that we can actually, like, you know, have our weekends off or something, we're not going to be able to make Ceiling Fan episodes. No! Apparently, we had more time than we thought we had when we were in college. So I'm not saying this is the end of the Ceiling Fan, definitely not. But what I am saying is we are going to do something a little different on the Ceiling Fan, something that takes up less time. Basically, I have this incredible idea, and I'll share it with you right now. One of my goals when starting the Ceiling Fan was to inspire people. I don't mean to be like self-absorbed and think that I have that ability, but all my life, I grew up, I made recordings, I played around with recordings, and when I found out about podcasting, I was like, what? That's what I do! I was so excited about podcasting, and that I could actually have a place where I could record something and then put it out there for the world to hear whether they, you know, if they wanted to. So I started the Ceiling Fan. I wanted other people to hear what I do and say, wow, this is really weird, but it's okay. You know, this guy's inspired by Odyssey, he's inspired by his faith, he's inspired by recording, and so he makes it, and, you know, this is funny. I could do that, you know? I hoped that people would listen and say, you know what? I want to try that. And so it thrills me, it thrills my soul whenever I find out about other people who have the same interests that I do, who are creative, probably even more creative than I am, making recordings. And this past week, I was really inspired because one of the listeners of this show sent me an email and said, hey, I made this, I would like you to listen to it. And it's a parody of The Ceiling Fan, which I find funny because The Ceiling Fan is kind of a parody of Odyssey. And it's really hilarious. And so what I would like to do during this time that things are kind of slow and I'm really busy, what I would really love to do is just once a month on The Ceiling Fan feed, so the feed doesn't die, I would like to play something that somebody has sent to us. Whether it's a parody of The Ceiling Fan or their own show, it would give you guys the opportunity, and I'm not closing it down. You guys can actually send stuff to us now to our email address. That's kmappro@gmail.com, kmappro@gmail.com. You know, if you guys possibly were inspired by our show or you want other people to hear what you've done, then send it on. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you this really, really funny parody of The Ceiling Fan. When I got it, I started listening to it, and I was cracking up. I was rolling on the floor, and it just made me really happy that somebody would like our show so much that they would make a parody of it. That's an honor. And you know what? I hope to get back to Ceiling Fan episodes as soon as possible. Just bear with us. But in the meantime, here is Lauren Crisp's parody of The Ceiling Fan. Enjoy, guys. I'll see you soon.
Hey, everybody. This is Ethan Daniels. Welcome to The Ceiling Fan Podcast.
The podcast that releases new episodes like hardly ever.
Whoa, let's stop right there. I don't like our theme anymore. It kind of sounds like a broken record, you know? I think it's time we changed it. Maybe make it a little more epic. How about this?
The switch has been flipped. Welcome to the Ceiling Fan Podcast.
Good evening, I'm John Watsonberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Today in Odyssey, citizens have gathered in protest. We go to Tom Artichoke for more on the story.
Good evening, Tom.
My name's John.
What?
You said Tom.
Yes, today...
No, you called me Tom, but my name's John.
What?
Never mind, go ahead, John.
Tom.
My name's John.
Just let me report.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Odyssey residents have gathered in town hall in protest. The reason for this is that 20-year-old Alex Jefferson has posted links on his WinSound website that linked to various websites such as Odyssey Scoop that have been trying to find the location of Odyssey. Many of these residents hadn't realized that the true location of Odyssey was unknown and are protesting to be given a spot on the map. I talked to several protesters.
This is bad. It's like a trap. There's no way to get out of Odyssey if we have no idea where it is. If we put it on the map, then we'll be able to find our way out of here.
I just want to say, how am I going to find out where I am if I don't know where Odyssey is? How am I even going to get out of it to a place that I do know where it is?
Wait, a case? Ooh, I'll figure it out. Oh boy, a case!
We've also received word that Odyssey resident Connie Kendall has taken this task of finding Odyssey's location quite hard upon herself. So much so that she is now being detained in Hillingdale Haven by the order of her physician. She seems to have had somewhat of a mental breakdown. Our newest intern, Robert Skeed, has more.
Hello, John Watsonberger, and the rest of the world out there who's listening to me. Okay, so we're here with Connie Kendall today. Connie, so nice to talk to you today. Frankly, I'm actually surprised I haven't seen you here much sooner. The Hillingdale Haven.
Me too!
So, let's get right to the point, shall we?
Well, more or less, yeah.
Okay, you're here because you've gone insane, right?
Actually, it's true.
Could you tell us a little bit about how you went crazy? Okay, forget it. I'll tell them. Connie here has gone crazy because she believes that she does not know where the city of Odyssey is. She has seen all of the sites online about Odyssey's location and is now wondering herself where Odyssey is. Now, honestly, Connie, why don't you just try to guess like everyone else?
Well, I tried it.
And?
Well, my report card said good student but talks too much.
So you tried to figure it out during classes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't you try thinking about it some other time when you have more time? Like now. How about taking a guess now? Where is Odyssey, Connie? It might help you to guess. Where is it?
Perhaps a yellow zucchini or an eggplant.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're a Hillingdale. Do you plan on staying here for the rest of your life?
Yep, I sure do. Do you think that would go over well?
I think... that might go over very well with some... I mean, some people might not like it. I think it might go over very well with some people. Thank you, Connie, for talking with us and mostly answering my questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Back to you, John.
That's very interesting. Thank you for reporting, Robert. Here's what Guy Feldstein, Odyssey resident, has to say about Connie.
I just feel horrible that Connie has had this come over here. Literally, my best regards, or whatever, to Connie. Break a leg. Not literally, of course.
What great sentiment. Thank you for listening. I'm John Watsonberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast! We have a really cool show planned for today, don't we, Phil?
We certainly do, Ethan. Actually, it's more of a crazy podcast.
It's crazy podcast.
Okay. I had the chance to interview...
Wait, don't tell them. Let's give them a surprise.
Okay, here's a hint, though. I went to Hillingdale Haven.
Aw, don't tell them that. They'll know you interviewed Arthur Dent.
Ethan!
What? Should we roll the clip?
I guess so. How do we do that?
Press the red button.
All right. This one? Okay. Here goes. Oops.
No, the other red button.
This one?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oops, no. I'll just hold the recorder up to the mic.
Oh, okay. You ready?
Yep. Press play.
Okay, so I'm walking up to the main desk now.
Name, please?
Hello, I'm here to visit Arthur Dent. My name is Phil Jenkins.
Arthur Dent, okay. Let me just give you a pat down real quick, make sure you don't have anything dangerous
but
on you.
This isn't even a jail or anything.
I take my job very, very seriously. Arthur Dent, do you know him?
Well, I know of him.
Okay, just be careful. What's this? A recorder?
Yeah, I'm gonna interview him.
What are you, some type of a journalist?
No, I...
Reporter?
Actually, I'm with...
A snoop?
I'm with a podcast, the Ceiling Fan Podcast.
The Ceiling Fan... Oh yeah, you guys do that Adventures in Odyssey podcast. I love it! Okay, right this way!
Well, that was unexpected. Okay, let me fast forward this part. I recorded the whole walk to this room. Okay, just a second. Just a second. It's almost there. Almost there. Alright. Okay. Alright, here's the interview.
So, I have a few questions for you, Mr. Dent.
Go right ahead, Philip. Oh, would you like a muffin?
No, thank you. He seems nice enough.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. I was just talking to myself. Sorry.
No, I really do want to know. Please tell me.
No, seriously.
No, sincerely.
Never mind. Wow, these are nice blue walls, aren't they?
Blue? Blue? I blew up the tower. I saved the world. Would you like a muffin?
Mr. Dent, let's start with the interview now. But I sure hope we can edit this later.
What is that?
I'm sorry. I was talking to myself again.
May I ask you a question, young man?
Sure.
Are you mentally sound? For I have only known mentally and sound people to talk to themselves.
I'm fine. So,
Go ahead.
Sorry. Okay, I have a few questions for you.
I believe we've been through this before. Oh, would you like a muffin?
Just let me talk. How did you get started in media?
Oh, what a story, Mr. Jenkins.
Jenkins.
Jenkins. Well, I guess it started when I was 3 and a half. My father, bless his heart, bought my brother and I a little wagon. I'm sorry, would you like a muffin?
No, keep going.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, the wagon was red and it had writing on the side. As soon as I was old enough to read, I saw that the writing said Radio Flyer. And so you can see, I grew up my whole juvenile years with the word radio. We used to ride that wagon down and up the hills. Well, more down than up. But anyway, I liken my whole career to that wagon.
Wow, that's amazing.
Isn't it, though? I'm often at the top of the hills of my career. Then I get in my little red wagon and ride down to the valleys. All the fun is in riding down. But in order to go down, you must go up first. It's up to me to get back up the hills after I've had the fun.
Okay, well...
I started out in media when I was 15 years old. And from then on, it has been an uphill climb until just a few years ago. That's when I came down the hill into the valley. But before I had that fun, the climb up was strenuous. Often others would get jobs that I was trying for simply because they were more professional. Oh, muffin?
No.
So I tried and tried to beat them and to compete with my skills. And finally, after years and years, I was hired on board with Novacom Enterprises. Ever since then, I've had the pleasure of going downhill full blast. It's been a plummeting good ride.
Wow, that's cool. I bet it felt hard when all of the other more professional people were towering over you with all their skills, but that didn't stop you, did it?
Tower? I blew up the tower. I saved the world.
Mr. Dent, let's move on.
Alright. Would you like a muffin?
I'm fine.
Because I've been saving them off my dinner plate, see?
Ew, they're old and, like, rotten.
Naturally. I've been collecting them for almost 8 years. I saved them up for company, and I don't really get company.
Do you mind if we continue?
Oh, not at all.
Alright, so let's talk about your family, Mr. Dent.
Oh, please just call me Mr. Art. Mr. Dent sounds much too formal.
Okay, Mr. Art, tell me about your family.
Please.
Please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My family. Ah, well, let's see. I was an only child for just a year and a half, and that's when my little brother Arnold was born. We had such fun together, roaming around our small town.
What were some of the things that you guys did together?
Oh, we blew things up.
Oh, no.
We blew up toy soldiers, we blew up dolls. We didn't have any sisters, so we blew up the neighbor girls' dolls. We used to build tall towers of blocks and blow them up. We pretend that we were hurt, pretend we sprained our ankle or something, jumping from the tower before it blew. That was one of the main ways we got out of school. We made our own bombs. It was wonderful. First, we take fertilizer, mix
oh,
it with...
Stop! Let's talk about something else.
Well, you certainly like to change the subject a lot. I was just about to tell you about my homemade bomb.
I know. Let's see. I have one more question for you, and then it looks like...
Would you like a muffin?
No. And then it looks like the Hillingdale guard guy is saying I have to go. Could you tell me about how you came to America?
Oh, you could tell I'm not from America. Is my accent showing through? I try to keep it hidden, you know.
Well, I could tell.
How I came to America. All right. Well, when I was 17, my dad lost his job. We sold the house. We looked into places to move. We decided that America, the land of opportunity and all that, would be nice, and so we moved here, and here I am.
Yeah, in Hillingdale Haven.
Well, that is unfortunate. Would you like a muffin?
No, thank you. Would you like a lifesaver?
Lifesaver? Saver? Saved? Saved? I saved the world! I blew up the tower!
Well, Mr. Art...
Oh, please call me Mr. Dent. Mr. Artist. Much too informal.
Mr. Dent, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I hope we can come back and continue this interview. I have some more questions I'd love to ask.
Oh, certainly. Anytime. I'll be right here waiting for you.
All right.
Oh, before you go, would you like a muffin?
Well, Phil, that was a really cool interview. Would you like a muffin?
No kidding. That guy is crazy about muffins.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? He's crazy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, that's pretty much all we have planned for today, so I guess I'll wrap up the show, and then I need to visit Katie Lee in Hillingdale.
Katie Lee isn't in Hillingdale, just Connie.
Phil, when will you learn? Connie isn't a real person.
I know, that's what I keep trying to tell
but
you.
Katie Lee is, and that interview said that Connie was in Hillingdale. They have to mean Katie Lee, because I heard her talking on that interview. That was Katie Lee.
Oh boy, you spent way too much time in Odyssey. Let's wrap this thing up.
Okay. The ceiling fan is a present. Sorry. The ceiling fan is a present.
Ethan, what's happening?
Phil, I think my voice is changing.
Finally.
Phil, do you realize what this means? People will no longer be able to hear my beautiful kid's voice. I might not be able to play kid's voices when I get older. My career could be permanently damaged. Phil, help!
Ethan! Aw, he's just overreacting. Okay, well, today's Ceiling Fan episode is a presentation of Bob Booth Studios. Today's episode was written and directed and produced by Lauren Crisp. Voice talent includes Lauren Crisp and Katie Lee. Have a great week, everyone.
Hi, Phil.
Whoa, Ethan, your voice.
Do you think they'll notice?